Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Omud Aleph. And we're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, Siman Reish Yud Zayin, which deals with the bracha on Besamim and Mugmar. We've already begun discussing Besamim in the last siman. We'll continue to discuss, and the Mechaber begins as follows. Hanichnas l'chanus social bosim. If a person goes into a store that a spice merchant, the person who sells aromatic substances, owns that store, sheyesh bo mina besamim, and there are many different types of aromatic substances in that store, all different sorts of nice spices, so the bracha that a person makes when he enters that store is mevarech borei minei besamim. He makes a borei minei besamim. Now, there are a lot of very important ideas that were encapsulated in this very short statement of the Mechaber, and let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Nalef. Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody enters into such a store, we're going to learn in Sif Beis. After the Sif Beis, Mevorah, we're going to learn there either at the end of today's year or tomorrow's share. That the only time you make a bracha when you smell something, if the purpose of that thing is to be smelled, you picked it up to smell it. So then you make a bracha on Reach. Not if you just happen to smell something as you're going by a place, you don't necessarily make a bracha on it. So he says, even though that's the halacha that we'll learn in Sif Beis, Vizeh, and this person over here, Halokine Sechoroso Bechanuso Raklimkar. This person who's selling the spices over here, the spice merchant, the store owner over here, he's not putting them out to be smelled. He's putting them out to sell them. So shouldn't this automatically mean that you don't make a bracha on it? That's the question that the Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber is trying to address over here. And the Mechaber answers, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, Bemes gam bazeh nikra osu lihariach. In fact, as the Mechaber said, you do make a borei minei besamim, and that's because the storekeeper over here, while he's putting out his wares to sell, and not technically to be smelled, but the point of trying to sell them is to entice people to sell them, so he wants people to smell them and say, wow, that's a beautiful smell, I'm going to buy some of that and take it home to my house, so my house will have a nice smell. Denichole, it is to the benefit of the store owner over here, that the people should in fact go and enjoy this beautiful smell from his spices, and therefore and they'll come to buy it, and as a result of them coming to buy it, he'll have accomplished what he wanted, selling his wares. And this is based upon the Gemara, and therefore the Mechaber is explaining over here, that's why you make a bracha when you walk into the store, because technically the spices weren't put there to be smelled, they were put there to be sold, but the way you sell them is by having people smell them. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ulefize, according to this understanding that we just explained, Im unachem b'somim b'chedro shalchen vani habosem v'lo b'chanuso. Therefore, if there are spices that are placed in some corridor or some other room that the storekeeper has that aren't for the purpose of being sold right then and there, they're in a back storeroom. They're not put out publicly, and people don't regularly go there, enter one way and another into that room or into that space, and therefore they're not put there for the purpose of enticing the store people to come into the store to buy them. They're stored over there, and therefore they're not put there to be smelled because nobody's going there on a regular basis to smell them, and they're put there to be stored. So in this situation, oz afilu im niskaven hanichnas shom lahariach b'hem ein tzarach levarach. Then if a person goes back there, and he knows there'll be a nice smell over there, and he goes into that area, he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Because it wasn't put there specifically for being smelled. Unless, the Mishnah Berurah says, im lo shenatolo b'yado lahariach bo, unless the person physically takes it, puts it in his hand, and basically says, hinei nemuch l'mezumen lahariach, I'm hereby about to go and smell this delicious waft of an aroma over here, so he's intending to smell this over here, then, osa netila, when he goes and takes that item, mashvalo, it makes it avido l'recha, as if it was made for the purpose of smelling, and the tzarech levarach in this situation. Dear Shifuna number one brings down, however, that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this, and the Chazon Ish says, unless it was specifically designated over here for smelling, so then, in this situation, you would not make a bracha on it. It would not be adequate just to pick it up. You still would not make a bracha on it in that situation, unless miyuadim lekach, unless it was designated specifically for smelling, that people should come into that room and smell it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Beis. The Mechaber said, did you make a bracha? So, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that says, and if you look in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Gimel, he says this is the Taz, the Shemen Rokeach, as well as the Olas Tomit. Also, the opinion of the Chayi Adam and the Yod HaKtana. They all say, the Dafka b'miskavin l'ariach, if the person intends, when he walks into the store, to go and smell, then he makes a bracha. However, avol be'eino miskaven, he has no intention to specifically go into the spice store to smell. However, he walks into the store and he's hit with this delicious smell, with this very nice smell, this pleasant aroma. Elo shahareyach bo me'elov v'nanemizeh. He walked into the store and there's a very nice smell over there. This opinion, all of these achronim, this yeshomrim, eino mevarach. The Mishnah Berurah says that you would not make a bracha in this situation. The Mechaber is talking specifically where you went into the store for the purpose of smelling it, not that you went into the store and you happened to smell it. However, others disagree. Avol rabim cholkim azeh, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Dalet. This is the opinion of the Bach, the Elyon Rabba, the Nahar Sholom, the Beis Meir, the Mogen Giborim, Shiur Knesset HaGdola, Shiur Yaakov, Derech HaChayim, and others as well. They all hold usvir lahu dafilu eino meriach b'miskavin, even though you didn't walk into the room and saying hinani muchanu mezunun lahariach, I intend to now go and smell over here. Nevertheless, kivon shabesomim nasim kidei lahariach, since the purpose of these besomim, as we've already explained, offer a person to smell them to entice the people walking to the store, the customers, to potentially buy these spices. So the purpose of these spices is to be smelled. Therefore, kidei lahariach b'hem. And he, in fact, did enjoy them. Therefore, these achronim all hold mevarach. You do have to go and make a bracha. So there are these two understandings in what the Mechaber meant when you mevarach. The first opinion says, only if you specifically had intention to smell it. The second opinion said, even if you did not have intention to smell it, as long as you smelled it and enjoyed it, you would make a bracha. Because these besamim were made to be smelled. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. The Mechaber writes that you make the bracha borini besamim. The Mishnah Berurah explains, why do we make a Bar Mini B'samim over here? Mishum Shebechanu Shel B'samim, because in this store over here, Mistama, you have Nimtzoyim Bo Atzei V'Isvei B'samim. You have all different species of B'samim over here, some coming from a tree, some coming from the ground, some may be coming from other sources, and therefore, the default position by the Bracha of Smell, as we mentioned many times already, Lefikoch Mevarech Minei B'samim. Therefore, you make a Bar Mini B'samim over here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, this is different than we had previously, this is different than the halacha that we learned previously, that normally we said if a person picks up atzei b'samim, isvei b'samim, and a barini b'samim, he makes all three. The ma'ilafon of atzei v'isvei, if he has in front of him several different species of spices, each of which has its own separate bracha, we said, mevarach hakol echad bracha ruilo, you in fact make a separate bracha on each one. Why is that different than over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hasam over there in Siman Reish Tezayin Sif Yud, Myrish and Avi in Lafon of Shnayim or Shlosha Minim, they there brought for you two or three species, the No Tobiyadum we call Min, Bifne Atzmo Laricho, and you take each one individually and you smell it. In that situation, you have to make a separate bracha on each one individually. Lafikoch Mavarach, I call Min Bifne Atzmo, therefore you have to make a separate bracha on each one because each one is separate. As opposed to here, Mashain Kain Hoche, in our simon over here, Sheinu no tobi yodo shumbosim, you're not taking anything in your hand. The aroma is wafting through the air. Elishenichnas, as soon as you entered into the room, Olulo reach min kama mini besamim kiachas. You smell over here the atzei besamim, the yisvei besamim, the bari mini besamim, all at once. Therefore, one bracha suffices. Lefichoch, mevarach bracha kolelis, you make the generic bracha, bari mini besamim. And this is brought down in the name of various achronim. Then the Mechaber says, Yashav Shalom Kol Hayom. If a person stays in that room all day long, so then Eino Mevarech Halachas. You only make the bracha when you entered into the room the first time. That's when you make the bracha, and the fact that you continue smelling it all day long, you don't make any additional bracha. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in Dalit. It doesn't make any difference over here if you lost track of the smell. You weren't thinking about the smell. You got engaged in something and weren't smelling for a while. Doesn't make any difference. Kivin shareach olalo todir. The smell is there all the time. Kos manchu yoshi b'chonos. You're there the whole time. The fact that you weren't smelling it or weren't recognizing that you were smelling it for a little while, that doesn't ruin your original bracha. Therefore, you only make one bracha when you enter, and you don't continue making brachas during the day when you, I suddenly smell it again. You don't make a separate bracha. What about the storekeeper? So the Mishnah Berurah says, ubala chonos gufanami, the storekeeper himself, pam rishon, the first time he goes in there, every day he enters into a store in the morning. This opinion says that the storekeeper also makes a bracha when he enters there in the first time in the morning, and then doesn't have to make any other brachas the rest of the day, even if he leaves the store and comes right back. or comes back a little bit later. Because his obvious intention is to come back to a store. It's his store. It's open. He left it for to get a sandwich. So he's going to come back to a store, and therefore, one bracha suffices for him. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, in all fairness, points out in Sifkat and Vav that not everybody agrees to this. This is according to the Achronim that disagree with the Taz, and they require that the storekeeper make a bracha early in the morning when he enters into the store. The Taz says that the Baal Chonus never makes a bracha at all, because his intention isn't to smell it. As opposed to the customers who come in, they're being enticed to smell it. His intention isn't to entice himself to smell it. He's the store owner. He owns it. So therefore, unless he specifically intends to go and pick it up to smell it, he does not make a bracha according to the Taz. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this opinion over here is not like the Taz. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'yesh achronim shesovrim, there are other achronim that hold over here, sha'afilu b'pam rishon kishenichnos l'chanuso ein tzorach l'varach. Here, the storekeeper doesn't have to go and make a bracha when he enters the store. However, since this is a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'al kein tov sheyachavi lohariach." Therefore, a person should go and specifically intend to go and smell it to get around this machlokes, because everybody agrees if you intend to go and smell it, you have to make a bracha. Then everybody would agree that when the storekeeper or anybody else comes there in the morning, specifically have in mind that you want to go and enjoy the aroma, and therefore you have to make a bracha in this situation. Mechaber continues and he writes, Nichnas v'yotze, if a person enters and leaves this spice store. Mevorach al kol pam. In this situation, he has to make a bracha every time he enters this store. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Hey, the kol shekein kishalach l'chanu shabosamacha. And this would be certainly true if you went into a different store, a different spice owner's stores. Bevadei tzorach l'vorach sham pam acheres. He certainly would have to go and make a separate bracha when he enters that other person's store. And the reason why, even if it's the same store, he comes back in is because he's not the storekeeper, he's not the owner, and there's no automatic expectation that when he left the store that he would return. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, V'davka shaloya daitolachzer. This is true that he has to make a separate bracha every time he enters the store, is when he didn't think that he was going to return. However, Abu Hoya died to Lotso. The guy goes into the store, can't make up his mind. He says, listen, I got to get something from across the street. I'll be back in a little while. So in that situation where he intends to come back, also Lo Yavarach, he would also be like the storekeeper whose intention is to always come back to a store while it's open. So he would not go and make a bracha. If your intention was to come back to the store, you don't make another bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, so if he intends to come back, this is assuming that he intended to come back within a reasonable period of time, right away, miyad. I don't know what the definition of miyad means, but it means mistama, in a reasonable short period of time. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Agudos besamim shemenochem al hashulchan l'ariach b'em. Somebody puts nice flowers or some aromatic substance on his table to smell. Imnot lo pamachas l'ariach bo. If he goes and takes it, and with the intention of smelling it, umavarach alav, and he makes a bracha on it then, v'chozum inich al hashulchan, then he puts it back on the table. So what is the din if he smells it again? So im hayadai to lachzol l'ariach bo, if he intended to come back to the table and smell it again, so then ain't tzarech l'varach aleihem kishechozim l'ariach bem. He doesn't have to make a new bracha the next time he comes back to that area. And this is true. Afilu yotzim ibeiso. And this would be true even if he left his house. But v'dai to lachzim yad, as long as he intends to come back in almost immediately, so then ain't tzarech l'varach aleihem. He doesn't make a new bracha when he comes back in. Well, see, this is different than with food that we've talked about in the past, that when you leave your house, you do have to make a bracha, and we'll explain, hopefully, why, Mirtz Hashem, you don't make a separate bracha now, again, when you come back from the house, whereas by food, you have to make a separate bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, Kivin shoya daito mitchila l'ariach bem, since you intended to go smell these flowers or this nice aromatic substance, b'chol shah, all the time, so even if you leave the house, you have to, when you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha, because it was your intention to keep on smelling it. However, but if the person left for some significant period of time to go take care of his business or to go daven in shul, in this situation, heavy hefsik, it is considered an interruption from the original bracha, and now he has to go make a new bracha, let's say, bari mina besamim. There are a number of important dirshu footnotes over here that will explain this more fully. Now, dirshu footnote number 2 says, the same halach would apply on Yom Kippur. If somebody's going and smelling different things in order to help make sure that he says 100 brachas on Yom Kippur, when you're not eating, you're probably not going to the bathroom as often, you certainly don't bench, so you have all of these lack of brachas that you normally would have to make up your 100 brachas that a person is required to say every day, so people would often have the custom that they would smell aromatic substances on Yom Kippur to make extra brachas. So he brings down over here, Mitom Milahariach. Somebody brought around the smelling salts or the item that has a bracha that you're supposed to make on, let's say, Bar Mini Besamim, and they bring around the Besamim, and you smell them. Then 10 minutes later, the guy comes back with the same Besamim, and you never had a Hesach Hadas from that, so then you don't make another bracha. That's called a bracha She'ena Tzricha. The issue what number 3 brings down, Legabe Birchas Areach, Shem Yotzu Lebe Sakneses, Sorach Levarach She'enes. We said in the Mishnah Berurah that if you leave the house and go to the shul, you do have to make a new bracha. However, in regards to a person leaving his house to go to shul, he doesn't make a new leisha basukka. So the Shaar HaTzion over there in Hilchos Sukkah brings down, this is in fact a machlokus amongst the achronim, and we paskin, you don't make a new bracha. So what's the difference? So he says, by a suda, we paskin that you don't make a new bracha. However, if it's a new suda, it's not the same suda, then you do make a bracha. And he explains, halicha lebeis haknesses eino nechshev is hefsik from the same suda. Unless he siach daito bein tayim elechol, unless he really didn't intend to continue eating. But if it's the same suda, it's considered one continuous eating. The issue number 4 brings down, if a person fell asleep in the middle of a meal, so then, even if it's for some significant period of time, but he fell asleep at the meal, so that's not considered a significant hefsik, and he doesn't have to make a new bracha. However, if he went to sleep on his bed, that's considered a shinas keva, and that would be considered an interruption in the meal. He'd have to make new brachos. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin says, "Va'afilu kishechozer umeiriach bibesamim acherim." If the person comes back in and he smells different besamim than the first time, he still doesn't make a new bracha. Gam kein ein tzarich levarach. He doesn't make a new bracha because his original bracha was on the generic besamim in that store and not on one particular flavor or aroma of besamim. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Oshet Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim adds, and he says, "Below Dami, this is not similar to what we learned in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, the Bedvarim She'ein Tunim Bracha Achrona, but something for food that doesn't have a requirement for Bracha Achrona. Im Shina Makomo Tzorech Levarech, Vafilo Hoya B'day Talachzar, that if you change your place, you have to go make a new Bracha when you come back." So if a person ate a candy in this room, and now he leaves the room and comes back, he technically has to make a new Bracha on the candy. Shiny Hossam, the Mechusar Maisa. In that situation, when he comes back, he's lacking some action. Kolomer, what does that mean? Shetzaruch b'chadosh lasos maisa dahinu lechov lishlos. He has to make a new action, i.e. called eating or drinking. As opposed to over here, in regards to smelling, the minute he enters into the room, the smell will automatically hit him. And therefore, in this situation, it's not called the Hesach Hadas. And therefore, as long as he intended to come back, that's sufficient and he doesn't make a new bracha. Now let us just start Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Mevarchem al HaReach. One does not make a bracha on Reach, and we alluded to this in the earlier part of the Shir, unless Elaim Kein Nasel HaReach, unless it was specifically made for the purposes of being smelled. If it just gives off a smell, but it's not for the purpose of being smelled, then you don't make a bracha. A practical example of this, he brings down from the Mishnah, in Brachos, Hilkoch, Ein Mevarchem al Besamim Shomesim. One does not make a bracha on spices that were put out to take away the odor from a mace. They didn't have refrigeration in those days. A person might not have been buried right away. And the body could unfortunately start to decay and smell. So they would put out besamim to mask that odor. So if these were put out, hanesunim lamalo me'amita, they were put out above the bed, so to say, towards the head of the bed. She'enam elu lahavir suchono shemes. In that situation where they put over there, it's clearly only put out to mask the decaying smell of the dead person. So then you do not make a bracha on it. Because as we said, it wasn't made to smell, it was made to mask. And if you're not putting out something specifically to be smelled, you're just putting it out to mask a bad odor, you do not make a bracha on it. However, the Mechaber says, avol nesunu lamata mevarchem. But if it's put out below the mace, which the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches explains, Hainu lifnei mitaso, in front of the bed, so you should smell it before you encounter the bad smell of the mace. In that situation, it's put out for its smell, Shani Omer, lechvod hachayim hemasum. They were put out for the enjoyment, so to say, of the people that are alive, and not just to mask the odor of the dead body. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, Kedesh Yarichu v'yeanu, so that the people should smell it and enjoy it. That concludes today's shir.